Okay. Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last
that
Night?
That turned into Mortal Kombat for a second there.
Reality television, friendship for much eyes, my best friend. Thomas Prowl, if you did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how you doing today?
Test your might. Mortal Kombat!
Thomas, you know these great bits we're always doing? And you know how we're hosting the White House Correspondents'
the
Dinner
Oscars.
Next year? We got another hosting gig, and that's the Oscars.
Kevin Hart is canceled.
The Oscars. Kevin Hart is canceled, and we have been renewed. It's TV terminology, because it's a show about TV. So we're hosting the Oscars now. You can take that to the bank, because that's where we're going to be taking the check that the Academy gives us. It's official.
You know who would be a good Oscar host?
Other than the two of us?
Yes.
Oh, you're talking about the 2020 Oscars, who they should get.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay, who?
Jeff Probst.
Yeah, he would be so good.
I know it would make more sense for him to like host like the Emmys, because he's not involved in movies, but...
No, but you can't, because, you know, if you host, then you can't win anything, and I don't think he wants to have to deal with that.
Yeah, he's more in his natural element with the Oscars.
I think they should make a documentary about the making of Survivor one season. I'm sure they have the footage. And submit it to the Oscars, and then Jeff Probst can be like, the winner of Best Documentary is me. Jeffrey Probst. I think that's a good idea. Hey, Thomas.
I like that the implication there is that the host of the Oscars presents the awards, which never happens.
Yeah. No, sometimes that happens. Like, when you and I host in a few months, we're going to introduce
We're going to present all of the awards.
We're going to present all the awards, yeah. I think it's a good idea, and it's happening.
So, wait, we're not going to have any situation like when John Travolta tried to say Idina Menzel that one time?
No, she actually changed her name to whatever John Travolta said, so we are in the clear.
I watched with a couple of our mutual friends yesterday. We'd been planning to do this. I watched the movie Gotti.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's really bad. Like, it's incoherently bad. The funniest thing about it is I was like, when you first see that, you're like, John Travolta playing, like, a famous mobster. There's no way that's going to be good because of John Travolta. And John Travolta is not the problem with that movie. Like, he's perfectly fine.
Oh, I was fully
expecting to say. He does the best with what he is given.
Okay, that's, you know, good. He's a good actor. He was in Grease, and From London to Paris with Love.
He was in the Oscars that one time when he couldn't say Idina Menzel's name.
Yeah.
When he was fucking zanned out or whatever.
I think he's just a good dude. He's trying his best. And
he's definitely trying his best, and I appreciate that. He does not mail in performances. Sometimes to his detriment, like when that movie is Battlefield Earth and he's trying very hard.
Oh, I forgot that movie existed. Do you want to watch that in the offseason?
One of my favorite, like, I thought this was, like, a low blow, but in, like, a very funny way. I was looking up his filmography on IMDb.
I feel like I need to get into the episode.
And it says, Tom's IMDb crazy. Corner, it says, John Travolta, actor, Battlefield Earth 2000. And I was like, that's kind of unfair. no one on Earth says that. It's just them being like, the movie he's best known for is one of the worst movies of all time.
It's probably Grease, right?
Yeah, it's probably Grease or like Saturday Night Fever,
or the gun one from the 90s.
Look who's talking!
Yeah, look who's talking. That's the movie I was talking about.
Look who's talking now.
Look who's talking! It's Jeff Probst. Hey, Thomas, did you watch Survivor: David vs. Goliath last night?
What if we got John Travolta on Survivor?
Okay, well, let me...
If we did, like, Kelly Preston would also have to be on, so...
Ooh. Yeah,
there you
water
go.
Season. Like, Davey hinted at it in Twitter after this episode, so... Although, I guess people always hint at another Blood versus Water after the Loved One's episode. Okay.
Yeah, that's... We don't
that's
need to talk
about
that about anymore.
That. The end. Time to go. Okay, this episode was called So Smart, They're Dumb.
Pretty good. You could have the next one be So Dumb, They're Smart.
Ooh. Well, same sides, different coin.
Yeah, that's the saying. That's the saying that we all love.
Yeah. We all say it. We all love it. Did you say different sides, same coin?
No, you said same sides, different coin.
I said same.
Because different sides of the same coin is the actual thing.
Here's the thing about phrases. If you just say things with enough confidence, people are going to believe you.
It's true. Just look at our president. Am I right? Fucking Mr. Donald Trump. Sir, you're fired.
I like to call him the Orange Monster. I like but to not call gritty, him the good one.
I like
the
to call
bad
him
Orange Monster.
President Putin's bitch because they're gay together and they do butt stuff.
They do
and
butt
it's
stuff
not.
And
I'm not saying that
because
I think
funny.
That doing butt stuff is bad. I'm saying it because they think that it's bad and it would make them angry. And I'm definitely very. This is a very progressive stance and joke to be making.
And the thing is,
and
it's
also
so
definitely
funny.
Very funny.
It's very funny, and everybody is saying
more and more.
How funny
you're hearing
how
funny
hearing
it
more
is.
And more.
Many are saying.
Okay, so let's get into this episode of Survivor. Gabby reminds everyone that she's not dumb, but based on the episode title, somebody might call you so smart. You are dumb, Gabby. Gabriella.
Her name is Gabriella. That's not her name.
Gabriella. Gabriella. momentary dyslexia. That's not a thing. Nick says he regrets saving Christian. You know, love that. He says the Mason-Dixon alliance has died. That's good too. Back at the reward. The first time at the reward of this episode. It's the loved ones challenge.
Woo. The one that we all know and love.
The one we all know and loved ones. During Nick's dad's introduction, Nick says that they didn't have a lot growing up and that his dad would donate blood to get money to buy milk.
It was probably plasma.
I mean, Nick, I don't know what they're... I think that was probably it. But one, blood, you don't get money for blood. That's not how it works. And two, a donation implies no money is exchanged. But I get what you mean, Nick. That's very sweet. Winner's edit for Nick. I don't know his last name. Gabby's mom comes out, and Gabby tells her, "I'm almost done," as in, there are only 8 days left in this game. But that was some pretty clear foreshadowing, and I did not enjoy the rest of the episode after she said that. So I was like, I don't know what's going to happen now. Also, we're, 10, 11 episodes into this season? At no point have we discussed Davey's John Cena shorts.
Come on, they're on an island. He's trying to be comfortable.
And that's good.
He knows that John Cena is a winner. He also wants to be a winner.
True. 16-time champ. 15-time champ? Many a time champion. One more champ, Ian Ship, for John Cena when Davey wins Survivor David versus Goliath. Man, they should put that quote in the preview for the season
finale. It was
pretty
good. It definitely was very clear and did not take way too long to say.
I agree. So they pair up, they have to go through some obstacles and then land two balls on a narrow perch. Another basketball challenge.
This
one challenge
seemed very
I
difficult.
Liked a lot because basketball is good. Everything seems difficult. I meant on the show, but I guess in real life.
It's all hard. It's even harder? Life. Just getting out of bed.
You know what is even harder than life? Donald Trump's dick.
I knew
for
you
President
were going
Putin.
Somewhere with that. Well, yeah, they are gay together, so.
They're gay together. Yeah. But nobody else. They're not gay with anybody else except for each other. And that's funny. Angelina and Nick win, and they bring along Davey and Mike White. And then they have a barbecue on a barge. Barbecue barge. That's good. Why didn't they call it barbecue barge?
That would have been episode. A good title.
The four people on the reward.
By the way, I was devastated that they did not, because I was like, ooh, they might have kebabs there, and they didn't.
Yeah, I kept an eye out for that, because I was like, that would make sense. They believe that this could be the final four. In a talking head, Davey is worried, though, because the four of them, or the three of them, have spent more time together than they have with him. Back at camp, Gabby realized the way Christian talked to his girlfriend at the challenge is the same way he talks to her, and decides to target him. It's good. I'm glad Gabby came to this realization.
I also am glad that she came to this realization. Because it means that I get a point.
We'll get to points when we get to points, Thomas. Don't get too excited. She tells Allison that she's targeting Christian now. And Allison is seen building a fire. Did you notice that? You know what that means?
She might build a fire, you know, later for the show.
Yeah, for the show. For the fire-making challenge at Final Four. Have we talked about what I think they should do for the Final
Four? Yeah, we might have, but you might as well just say it.
Okay. So, one person wins immunity, and then gets to pick who they go to Final Three with. And then the other two battle it out, making fire. I think the Final Four Immunity Challenge should have two immunity idols. So the two people who win the final immunity don't have to do the fire-making challenge, and a third person has to fight their way in.
Yeah, that'd be a good way to do it.
Because with the person who gets brought, like, they're never going to win. They were dragged there, literally.
Yes, they were literally dragged there.
It's in the rules, Thomas! I didn't use that wording correctly. Read the rules.
They were dragged there. The other player had the receipts. The tea was hot.
Mm-hmm. The tea was hot. At the immunity challenge, they have to stand on a perch and a pole, and their palm holds up a bucket of water that they have to balance above their head. Kara Mariah wins. Good.
Yeah, I was happy to see that. I realized this episode that I'm rooting for her to win.
I would not be upset by that at all. She's done a very good job. She's very charming, but not in, like, an off-putting way. Like, I feel like Christian, they're promoting as a very charming individual, but so off-putting.
He's adorkable.
He's adorkable. He's really new girl. So that's good.
Yeah, like, it's not even that fine a line between being, you know, like, kind of charming and being obnoxious, and he is way on one end of that.
Oh, yeah. Charming, right? He's so charming.
Of course.
I do not like him at all. I cringe whenever he speaks.
I think he's going to win, and I don't like it.
I don't know. I feel like they're pushing him as the winner so hard that he won't. I could see Kara above Christian winning.
I mean, I would like that.
You know who's actually going to win, though?
Who?
Little Miss Angelina. Look out.
Of course.
Back at camp, Allison is ready to take out Christian, but is worried that he's got something else up his sleeve again. Gabby asks, what's a bigger move than taking out your biggest ally? Good point, Gabby. Christian says they have to take out Allison. Gabby says, I have to remember Christian doesn't want me to win this game. Christian wants Christian to win. Then Gabby tells Davey and Nick that she's targeting Christian. This was a mistake. This is where it all went wrong for Gabby. She should not have told Davey. Nick says that he's been trying to get the numbers to take out Christian, so he's in. Later, Mike says that they could vote for Abby in case Christian plays his idol. I was very excited for the first half of this episode. And then things turned. Davey isn't sure that he wants to take out Christian because Christian is his meat shield. Oh, also, Thomas, Wrestling Corner, when I was typing out these notes on my phone, and my phone auto-corrected shield to be capitalized because I talk about the shield so often, apparently. There's some good boys. TLC next week. This is, why isn't WWE sponsoring us? We should probably be getting paid.
Because did you see that, the Photoshop of the, poster for TLC that was, Dean Rollins versus Seth Ambrose?
No.
And it was them face swapped, and, like, Seth with Dean's face looked like a person, and, Dean with Seth's face looked fucking horrifying.
Will you send that to me? That sounds great.
Yes. I will. Yes, I will.
I will much enjoy that. Okay, that's the end of Wrestling Corner. Later, Mike says they can vote out Gabby. Great. Davey tells Christian to be careful of Gabby, but Christian doesn't believe it. Like, why would Gabby ever turn on me, Christian? The Jesus of this season.
The protagonist of this season.
Christian tries to repair his relationship with Nick, and Nick says, he manipulated me, now I'm going to manipulate him. Nick had some good quotes this episode.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be terribly upset if Nick won.
No, he's played a good game.
I don't think they're... we'll see how these last couple episodes turn out for him, but I feel like they haven't edited him in a very bright light. Like, I feel like he's kind of been under the radar most of the season, but like he's done well there, so maybe he will win. You know, maybe it could be a Sarah or I don't know, who's some other under the radar winners.
What's her name that beat the person that I liked?
Yeah. Oh, Michelle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Michelle. After their conversation, Christian believes that Nick still wants to work with him. What a dummy. He says he'll play his idol if he feels like he has to, and also says, I've been right every time so far. Too many idols, I gotta say. Too many idols now. There should only be three the whole season. Maybe four, max. How many have there been so far?
Like 10.
It's Triple H all over again.
400.
There's been too many. Like, I don't think that you should be able to survive more than one tribal council with an idol. Not, like, I don't think that should be a rule. I think it should kind of be implied. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's just boring. If they're always getting out. Whatever.
I'm sorry, I'm just distracted staring at Dean Rollins and Seth Ambrose.
That's alright. I went to the David versus Goliath Wikipedia page and thought a good idea would be to just search the word idol to find out how many idols have been played. Didn't work very well. There's like 58 instances of them playing an idol, or the word idol being in the Wikipedia page. Well, I can't fucking figure out how Wikipedia works, so we're just not going to continue with this. There's been too many idols. That's what we've determined.
There's been a lot of them, and there shouldn't be that many.
I agree. One per tribe. That's it. But don't tell them. Don't tell them how many there are. Do zero idols, but still act like there are idols. That'd be interesting.
That would be interesting, actually, people just slowly realizing that there aren't any.
Yeah, why didn't he play an idol? Let's get into the wildlife shots. Alive. We got some fish. We got a crab. Okay.
Did we get anything new? It seems like we're really running out of that.
We did. I believe we did. So fish, crab, we got that snake that we see every time. The thing about snakes is they're surprisingly hard to research based on their appearance alone. You would think
there's a lot of
snakes.
Easier.
There's a lot of snakes. We also got the black-tip reef shark, which I think has made an appearance every episode this season, or at least the last several.
They like this shark. They're horny for this shark.
The black tip reef shark, I think, is this season's Roland the Bat.
Yeah, they can't help themselves.
I mean, can you blame them? It's also an iguana and a sleek shark, which I did mean to look up. I did not until right now, where I googled sleek sharks. So let me just read you what I found on...
Did you mean street sharks?
It does say that. Okay, the sleek blue shark is probably one of the most laid-back sharks you could find.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Fucking love this boy. Never really...
This shark smokes weed.
Never really moving at pace, just cruising along the ocean's currents looking for a feed. They are most commonly found out in open water where its main food of squid and cuttlefish is easily found. Fuck yeah, sleek sharks are awesome. I also love that they're literally called sleek sharks, because that's what I wrote in my notes. And then that's what they're called. It's good.
It's like, this is pretty sleek shark.
Hell yeah. Sleek blue shark is what it's called. Big angry fish is where...
Sleek blue shark is my favorite 90s one-hit wonder.
Alright, let's get into this tribal council. Nick says about the Carl vote that just because it's a big move doesn't mean it's a good move. Good quote from Nick again. Winner's edit. He also says that he and Christian have rebuilt their relationship. Smart move. Good to lie. Gabby says she used to look to others in this game for reassurance, but now she looks to herself. Love, Gabby. Mike points out it's a game of deception, and that's something we're all very conscious of. I wish he hadn't said that. Like, Mike, yeah, you know what's a good way to deceive people? Don't talk about how you're deceiving people. That's, like, rule number one.
Yeah, come on, man.
Deception is the same as Fight Club. Don't talk about it. You ever seen that movie, Thomas? You love IMDb?
No, I'm not familiar with it.
Okay, so you know Ryan
Norton. I heard
Norton.
That Ed Norton and Brad Pitt are two very different characters in it.
Edward
They're
Norton's in
people.
It. Edward Norton and Brad Pitt are the same person, but spoiler alert, that's what? The end. That's Fight Club for you.
No!
Yeah, it's a good movie, good flick. They fight each other in basements of places, and there's a scene where...
Doesn't Jared Leto get the shit beaten out of him?
I wish Jared Leto would get the shit beat out of him in every movie, including this movie called Life from Disney. What a weird reference. Remember when Disney put out their own version of Planet Earth and it was called Life? What if there was a scene in that where
that
Jared Leto
that was
just
not
gets
my,
beat up?
That was not my first thought of a thing called Life, because there was a TV show with Damian Lewis called Life, where he played a detective.
There's a game called The Game of Life. Beat Jared Leto in that.
Oh, yeah?
Is there a strategy to The Game of Life, or is it literally just, like, rolling the dice and hoping for a big number? Nothing happens in that game. You can't do anything to promote your own game in that game.
Yeah, you also, like, finishing first doesn't actually help you.
You're collecting money throughout, right? Isn't that the goal?
Yeah, you're trying to collect life tiles.
Is The Game of Life a bad game?
Yes.
I remember
yes, it is.
Loving that game as a kid, and looking back, it's like, what did you do?
It's not a good game.
No, it's not. I'll probably play it when I'm home for Christmas. Couple weeks.
Hey.
A couple weeks until Christmas. Get
just
ready.
Like that. You'll be home for Christmas, just like that song.
Yeah, I love that song.
Oh, holy night.
Oh, holy night.
I had a very heated conversation with my roommate because he likes all old people Christmas music.
Well, he is old. He's the youngest old person I know.
He doesn't like any of, like, I was talking to him about, like, he was bad-mouthing All I Want for Christmas Is You, and I was like, well, come on now, that's a good song.
Yeah, it is
and
a good song.
And then I mentioned that Last Christmas is one of my favorite Christmas songs, and he's like, that's not even a Christmas song. It's just a pop song that they put like Christmas stuff around. And I was like, okay. And his favorite Christmas songs are Good King Wenceslas and Oh Holy Night.
his
favorite Christmas songs are all like they get like 80-year-old men to sing them.
My favorite Christmas carol is what's the Bruce Willis movie? Die Hard.
Yeah. Oh, he also at one point said that, it's funny that you bring that up. He said that Last Christmas is like is a Christmas song in the way that Die Hard is a Christmas movie. And I was like, yeah, so it is. And he was like, nope.
No, it's not, because Last Christmas is actually about Christmas. It's not just set at Christmas. It's about
how
Christmas.
You feel on Christmas.
Like, Last Christmas, like, you get the feel, you get that Christmas feeling.
Good King Wenceslas isn't even about Christmas.
Thomas, I gotta tell you, I have no idea what the fuck song you're talking about when you say that.
Yeah, it's fucking old and no one sings it anymore because it sucks and people know that now.
Is it a church song?
It's about a guy doing charity or whatever, but it's also, it's Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen, which is not Christmas.
Not Christmas. Good King Wenceslas? What a bad name. You did bad, Bible. It's a Christmas carol that tells the story of a Bohemian king going on a journey and braving harsh winter weather to give alms to poor peasant of the Feast of Stephen. December 26th, the second day of Christmas. Christmas is only one day. Get out of here, Patrick.
Also, that's not Christmas. It's the day after Christmas.
Yep.
So, unless we're singing day after Christmas carols...
unless we're singing Boxing Day carols...
Never.
I would never give the Canadians the satisfaction. I would never... Trudeau, more like Trudon't.
Hell yeah.
Got him.
Fucking get him.
Okay.
Get his ass.
So then they vote, and then there's this weird stare that Christian gives Gabby. Did you see this?
Yeah.
It was unsettling. How is
it was a little
Christian
weird.
The good guy of this season? That was so creepy.
Yeah, it was.
I don't like Christian. I want him out. Thomas, I'll give you my strategy when we get into points. Jeff asks for any idols, and then after a few seconds says, okay, as in, you can't play any more idols now. And then Christian cuts him off and says, I'm not quite sure yet.
Oh, this was so... Oh, this is the perfect example of the, like, being doing something, like fun... versus being obnoxious, and this was just insanely fucking obnoxious.
It reminded me, and I know you haven't watched this season, but in Kagayan, Tony Vlachos won that season, and he is seen as, like, the reason people are more aggressive now with their play style in, like, these later seasons, and that's great, and, you know, I'm happy that that happened. But he did this brilliant move one time at Tribal Council where Jeff asks for any idols, and he had one, but he wasn't sure how everyone voted. And he wanted to see how they would react to seeing the idols. So when Jeff asks for the idols, he stands up and says, Jeff, can you just verify me that this is an actual idol? And Jeff looks at him and goes, yes, this is an idol. And then I think as he's saying this, he's looking around at everyone's face. And then I think he decides to play it for himself. That's how you do that move. But Christian's just like, I don't know. I can't decide. I'm cheaty from the good place. Like, do it or don't. Shit or get off the pod. That's what they say. I got that aphorism right, Thomas. Are you proud of me?
I'm very proud.
Thank you. So
you can't see, but I'm smiling.
He looks around and decides to play the idol. Great. There were 5 votes going his way, and one of them was for Allison, and one of them was for Gabby. And then there was another one for Gabby. So Gabby's gone, and that's fine, because, like, we like Christian more than Gabby anyway.
Also, the contrast between Christian giving that weird look, and then when Gabby leaves being like, I'm sorry, Christian, I love you, when she left, it's like, ooh...
Yeah, it's bad. I don't like...
Which one of these people is the good guy?
It's Gabby. It's Gabby. She tried to get out the bad guy. She's the good guy. That's how it works.
Yep.
Okay, let's...
Jake, do we want to get into points?
Yes, we do. I got a point for Angelina surviving. Oh, Angelina, love ya. Can't wait to see you win this season.
I thought she was gone not really, actually. I thought that Allison was gone.
I would be very upset if Allison was gone. So I'm at 26 points now. Thomas, you got a point for Davey going on the reward. You got a point for Kara, Mariah, winning immunity. That one I was very surprised by. I was not expecting that. When you guessed that she would win, I'm like, fucking why?
Well, you know, some people are smart. She'd been, I think, second
so smart
in the challenge
they're dumb,
before.
You might say.
Or so dumb they're smart, maybe.
Ooh. Gabby was the one to turn on her friend. So you got that point. And that's, you know what, Thomas? That's fine. Because I initially did want to pick her, but I thought it would be more fun in the moment if I picked the opposite person. And I was like, oh, well, maybe I can, like, play it where they both turned on each other and Christian did, in fact, vote for Gabby because he saw what was coming. But no, he didn't. He stuck with the original plan and voted for Allison. So good job. You got the point for that one, too. So you're at 28 points. You know, basically got a clean sweep this week, except for a couple things.
They didn't have kebabs. That was the only thing I didn't get.
You guessed spa day last week.
Oh, I did?
I guessed kebabs.
Oh, well, no, they were on a boat. They weren't in a spa. It was the week before that, I think I said kebabs.
I think that sounds right. Okay, let's... Last episode before the finale, let's get our predictions in. What's the reward going to be, Thomas?
That is a good question.
Thank you.
I'm going to say this is when they get the steak. There's going to be steak.
Steak. Ooh.
Hopefully this isn't a big mistake, me picking that, but...
I hope it is. I'm going...
Also, Jake, I also think... that they're gonna get to go to a bar,
please. Yes.
Get to watch the first 10 minutes of the first episode of the season.
Okay.
And Jeff is gonna refer to them as his friend to the bartender a lot.
Okay. I am going to say spa day. I'm also going to say that they will go to a bar and Jeff Prost will refer to them as his friend. And they will watch the first 10 minutes of the first episode of Survivor ever.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah. For a second, it's going to be like, oh, you're just copying me with both
never,
of these, huh?
I would never steal a prediction for you. And by the way...
Well, I mean, you already did.
I feel like every week I pick whatever you picked for a reward last week.
It's a good strategy, because if you're ever right, I'm going to be really mad.
Yeah, well, I honestly think it is kind of a good strategy, because, like, if you don't get the point for it, and we know it's coming, there's more of a chance that it will show up this next episode.
We don't know it's coming. I never know any of these are coming.
You know who I know is coming? Donald Trump and President
Putin.
Please
don't do this. The satire is too good. I'm going to pee myself laughing if you keep telling these jokes, so we gotta
the pee tape is real.
Folks, and it's me laughing so hard at President Trump being gay that I pee my pants.
What if it's released and that's literally all it is? It's just Trevor Noah peeing himself at the thought of the two of them fucking.
Yep.
Okay, who's going to win the reward? Seven people left.
I'll say that Nick will.
Oh, good choice. I'm going to say... Angelina. Okay.
Okay.
Next thing, immunity challenge winner. Who's it gonna be?
Boy. I'm gonna say that this is probably not right, but just based on how I read the next time on Survivor, I'm gonna say Mike wins.
That would be impressive. I don't believe that will happen based on his performance in literally every immunity challenge up to this point.
Yeah, he's not very good at them.
But that would be really interesting because I think if he wins immunity, it will be the longest stretch ever of different people winning, of nobody ever winning a second immunity.
Winning twice in a row, yeah. Well, they got all of the dominant physical players out really early, yeah. So.
I think this is only the third season where they're however many episodes in, and somebody different has won every immunity challenge.
You know, I'm going to amend it. I'm going to say Davey wins, now that I think about it.
Okay. That's fine. I'm going to say, you know, I'm still pulling for Allison to win an immunity challenge. Oh, like, guess she won the first one, but time for her to win another one, I think. Why doesn't she use her Janet powers to win immunity?
It's a good question.
Probably because she's not in the good place.
Survivor's the bad place. We figured that out when Gabby got voted off instead of Christian.
True. Okay, now Thomas, speaking of that, here's my strategy to get Christian out of this game. I think if we both predict that Christian will be voted out next episode, we will speak it into existence and it will finally happen.
I'm very willing to do that, and I think I actually was going to pick Christian anyway.
I was also going to pick Christian, so.
Let's both pick Christian.
Let's make it official. I'm picking Christian.
Locked in, I'm picking Christian.
Deal or no deal, lock it in. Okay, well, that's the points. Also, with Christian voting for Allison this last episode, no one remaining has had voted correctly 100% of the time at Tribal Council. Kara is at 50%. 4 of 8. Angelina's at 55%. Allison's at 57%. Davey's got 63%. Mike White and Nick are at 78% correct. 7 of 9 for each of them. And Christian.
Yeah, Mike White was one of the people that voted for Gabby.
Yes, he and Angelina were the only people to vote for Gabby. And Christian is winning at 86%. What that means for the final two episodes, I don't know. I didn't do that research, but that's it. Okay. Gabby's Ponderosa episode was boring. Nothing happened. At one point, she said she slept next to Jomo because she thought he would be warm, but in fact, he requested that she spoon him to keep him warm. Apparently, he shivered a lot. Okay, Thomas. Last week, I told you that I had sent you something, and you said that this week, if it hadn't come, you would just pretend that you opened it. So you got a package from me!
I love it.
What is it? Open it up, what is it?
Well, I think what I said was that if it came before the episode, I wasn't going to wait to open it, and I would pretend that I was opening it for the first time. The problem here is that it has not come, and will not come.
It is, in fact, has been sent back to my home. Because I...
like an idiot, you put in the wrong address.
I put in the wrong address.
When you assured me that you knew what it was.
Let me look through our texts. Because I could have sworn that I wrote it exactly. Okay, I'm looking at the text and the text on the box, and I did do it wrong. I don't know how that happened.
You could have just looked at your phone.
I think how it happened was,
you're a fucking idiot. That's how it happened.
I texted you like, "Hey, this is your address, right?" And you said, "Yeah." And I was like, "Cool." So I know it. I've memorized it. So I don't need to check
again.
You're
a fucking moron. When the time came, you couldn't get it right, and you were so confident in it when you did it.
That's the issue. You should never be confident.
You of all people should know this, Jake.
I know. It's my own petard. Okay, you can follow us on. You can follow us on Twitter at DYWS.
Just the mental image of you punching in the address on this and being like, "I've got it. I know it."
I've been to your home many a time, never had to look it up on Google Maps.
You said it correctly to me via text. And we're like, there's no way I can fuck this up. And then you did.
Of course. Have you met me? This is the most on-brand
thing
I've
ever
done.
It's perfect.
Okay. I think it's time that we start campaigning for season 40 to be Heroes versus Villains 2. So I love the Vince Carter.
We gotta wait till he retires on that one anyway. So
I think time for new hashtag, and this one I'm actually gonna spread hard, going on Reddit, going on Tumblr if it still exists.
Spread hard. What are we talking about? Donald Trump for Putin?
It's so good. It's such a funny bit. Okay. So tweet at Jeff Probst. Tweet at Mark Burnett. I don't know how involved he is anymore. Tweet at CBS and Survivor and us. DYWSLN is that.
Tweet at Donald Trump and say, Mr. Trump, I want Heroes versus Villains, please.
Dude, you can be on the villains.
Make Survivor great again.
Make Survivor great again. Oh, God, that's such a good, funny thing. I like that joke because we're 3 years into that joke, and it's still so funny every time.
It's still really funny.
How you just replace one word and then use...
We should make hats of that and be like, it's not actually, even though from afar it looks like a MAGA hat and, like, people rightfully will, like, not want to talk to you, it's actually not. It's actually a Survivor.
If you get very close to me and stare at me for a prolonged period of time, you'll get that this is actually a very funny joke.
It's like the grabber by the brain. Do you remember the grabber by the brain hats that guy made?
Yep.
Ooh, it's like, these are not creepy, and actually, I'm a sapiosexual.
Okay, so Heroes versus Villains 2. I'm getting nervous that they're not going to do it, so I think if...
They have to.
They have to, but Jeff Probst has said he doesn't like repeating themes for returning seasons, which is stupid.
But they have but they've done that!
No, they haven't. No returning season has ever had the same title. They've done fans versus favorites, but that's as close as it's going to come, and that's only half returners.
They should do good guys versus bad guys.
Oh, you mean like an early season of The Challenge?
Yeah.
That's literally one of the themes for an early season of The Challenge, Thomas.
They just need to use like synonyms for it.
I don't know why they don't just do Heroes versus
Antagonists. Protagonists versus antagonists.
I mean, I feel like people would... have issue with that.
Well, too bad.
Where is it? The Challenge. I'm like very curious what the good guys versus bad guys season was called. Good guys.
Survivor, good versus evil.
Okay. The Inferno 2 and 3. Consisted of teams, good guys, and the other team, badasses.
Oh, man. Good. What if it was good asses versus badasses?
Oh, hell yeah. I bet President Putin would be on one of those
teams.
Oh, hey. The team that won the Inferno 2, the 10th season of The Challenge, hosted by Dave Mira, the last one he hosted before TJ took over, was won.
Before he died.
Well, I mean, that too. It was won by Darrell, Jamie Chung, Landon, and one Mike Mizanin.
Hey!
So that's exciting. So Heroes versus Villains 2, gotta make it happen. Jomo, Heroes, Jay, Villains. Oh, Jay's gonna be on X on the Beach 2 on MTV, by the way. So that should be fun.
Sure.
I don't really understand that show, and the one episode I watched I did not enjoy, so I probably won't watch it. But... hey, you know, that might mean he ends up on The Challenge, which would mean Survivor and Challenge finally make love.
Yep, yeah.
I meant to say exactly. That. That's what I meant to say. Davey asked for a podcast recommendation, and I suggested this one, and said Wendell and Adam both listened to it and ended up winning their seasons. So, and then I got a like from Adam Klein. So,
hell yeah!
Just saying, you can
friend of the show.
Should I DM him and be like, "Hey, do you want to come on the show?"
No, I honestly, I'm at the point where I don't want anyone that's been on the show to ever come on the show. I don't want to talk to people; I'll be nervous.
That's fair. I mostly want to talk to them just to be like, "Hey, can you put in a good word for me to Jeff Probst?"
Plus, he's a mill. Plus, Adam's a mill guy now.
He is a mill guy, isn't he? At first, I thought you meant millennial, and I was like, he's always been a millennial.
He has always been a millennial.
He's a millennial mill guy.
He wanted to be a mill guy, and now he is.
The only mill guys were mill guys all along. Maybe the real mill guy was the friends we made along the way. You can follow me on Twitter.
Mill guys aren't born, they're made.
Thomas, what's your Twitter?
It's at TomNotTom.
Cool. Reviews on Apple Podcasts. We're a David podcast, you know? Small but loyal listenership.
You can find Jake's Twitter at a guy. At a guy.
So, where are you from? let's just go into our old bit that no one understands.
I heard that someone at Rockford got a 36 on their ACT.
Go ahead, somebody got a 36 on their ACT. Was that you?
Well, actually, I got a 30 on it, but...
I did not ask you what you got on the ACT. I asked you if you got a 36. Did you get a 36 on your ACT?
Oh, it's a classic bit.
It's a classic bit. Great character. I'm going to be on SNL doing that character, and everybody's going to be like, hey, what's the joke here? And I will try my hardest to explain.
That's how you know you're one of the best. That's how you know you're one of the best cast members.
I'm really the millennial Pete Davidson.
Just do a very weird bit.
Yeah.
That people, you know, like, the normies don't think is funny and are just confused by. You can be like the Will Forte of whatever generation of cast members.
Does that mean I will end up on a sitcom that gets better with age and then is canceled when it's very good?
Yes, probably.
Hell yeah, love it.
You'll be in a movie version of one of your characters that gets mediocre reviews, but gains a cult following because it was actually very funny.
Are you telling me there's going to be a Who Wants to Be a Mill Guy movie?
Yeah. Yes. Who wants to be a move guy? Who wants to be a film guy?
Who wants to be a dot move guy? what are we doing here? Okay, review us on Apple Podcasts, share it with your friends, airdrop it to people on the train, whatever.
Yeah. If they yell at you, tell them that they have to listen to it.
It's in the rules. When you agree to be on a train with a listener of Did You Watch Survivor Last Night?
You agree to Apple's Terms of Services. It's not a democracy.
We want to be a good live podcast. There's only two episodes left. And then we have to decide what we're doing in the off season. I think let's just do movies and whatever. Simulated
seasons. Yeah, sure, whatever.
I don't want to... Let's start a new tradition of doing full seasons in the summer and then, like, fucking around in the winter.
Isn't there another Ms. Christmas movie that we haven't
watched?
Yes,
I was going to bring that up. I looked that up yesterday.
We should probably watch that.
Christmas Bounty. Yeah. Do you want to watch Christmas Bounty?
Yes.
For our, the episode right after the finale?
Yes.
Okay. That's in the books. That's happening now. Will it be better than... What was the one? Santa's Little Helper.
Yeah, yeah. It won't have Paige in it, so...
Yeah. I don't know who's in this one with the Miz. But, hey, we're fucking watching it 3 weeks from now.
This one, I believe, is the ABC Family one.
I think you're right. I remember that.
Or whatever the fuck it's called now.
Freeform. At the time, it was still ABC Family. Back in the day, it was Fox Family, and that's where they played.
I remember
Digimon.
When it was Fox Family.
Digimon,
and all they played was, like,
Digital Monsters,
Digimon and
the,
like,
Champions.
Seventh Heaven reruns.
I didn't hear what you said. I was singing the Digimon theme. Have a great summer.
Deuces.
I used to think that I should watch TV.